Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The 8th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by the Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. McDonald Carano, your Nevada law firm since 1949. And Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we are pleased to join United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto for the program. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. It's always good to talk with you.
And we are socially distanced here.
We are. At the Senate Studios. Know. That's right. That's right.
So let's start out with the governor's remarks about Douglas County and the CARES Act, and the potential to take away the CARES Act money from Douglas County because of the Trump rally at the Minden Airport. Can I get your thoughts on that?
Well, listen, I will tell you that the fight that I have had at the federal level is just to make sure that the money comes into our state. When we first passed the CARES Act, we had to fight just to get money for our state and local governments. Now, with that said, when that bill went out very quickly, we weren't as prescriptive as we probably should have been to make sure the money got directly to our local governments and didn't have to go through the state. This time around, and this is my fight in this next package, I think there needs to be funding for state and local governments, and we have to be more prescriptive. And that's why I fought for a funding formula that gets money directly to our local governments. I've had the opportunity to talk to so many of them. As you know, I talk all the time with folks in Nevada and just on Zoom calls now. And there's a need. There's a need for local government to have these funds. And so that's going to be my fight at a federal level, is to make sure the funding gets there. The intent is that the money goes to state and local governments because everybody's suffering together, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. Nobody should be punished because of it, and we should continue to support, in a comprehensive manner, more funding that comes into our state.
Okay, so just to circle back to my original question, so there were 5,000 people at that rally in Minden for the president. That's 10% of the population of Douglas County. So in your thoughts, they should not be punished for, you know, the whole of Douglas County?
Well, I can't speak to, you know, I'm going to leave that to the governor and his decision to make when it comes to individuals following the state and White House protocols when it comes to protecting the constituents of Nevada and stemming the spread of this virus. I think I personally believe that people should wear masks, that we should follow the scientists and the doctors. We should follow the state protocols, the White House protocols. My understanding is even in that rally, in a couple of rallies, the President Trump even failed to follow his own protocols, White House protocols, when it comes to gatherings. And I think that's what the governor has been doing, and rightfully so, and I support him on that. Listen. We are, again, this is a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic.
We hope.
Right now it is for many of us, right? I don't know about you, in your lifetime, but for me,
this is it. I'm not that old.
but you know this, Sam, and it has, not only do we have to address the health crisis that still is before us, we have to now address the economic crisis that it has caused. And so we cannot forget that if we're going to turn our economy around, and we still have so much work to do there, we still have to address the healthcare piece of it. And we still have to focus on it. And that, to me, should be a priority for everyone, including the President of the United States.
All right. So to follow up on what you were saying, and not to be flippant about this, Pat Mulroy was on the program just recently. And as you know, she sits on the board of Wynn Resorts. And she was talking about how in Macau, they are practicing shutting down and reopening their properties in a speedy fashion because, and she says, due to climate change, that pandemics could become more frequent. Is that what you're hearing in Washington?
I am not hearing that, but I will say this. We in Washington should be preparing like there is going to be another pandemic. Just learning from the lessons from this last one and how I believe there's been a failed leadership at the White House in addressing this pandemic. I think there needs to be more money into not only understanding what could be our future pandemic, putting the dollars and research into it, but a plan, a strategy, a long-term strategy on how we address it. And if it requires a total invocation of the Defense Production Act as part of it, then that should be part of this plan. But I think there needs to be that necessary planning, not just by Congress, but by the executive branch, the administration, to come together in a bipartisan way. Listen, you know this pandemic doesn't pick and choose purple states or red states or Republicans or Democrats and independents. Everybody's impacted. So we need bipartisan solutions. And part of that is addressing what's before us in the short term to figure out how we get out of this healthcare crisis and address it right now and address the economic piece. But then we need a long-term strategy about what we need to really be doing should this ever happen again and learn from where we failed, what went well, and where we failed to address the pandemic here.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. I just want to point out that this was discussed back in the George W. Bush era. It was continued in discussions during the Obama era, and now we move into the Trump era. But I think back in those days, there was no desire on the part of the White House or the Congress to allot the kind of money that would be necessary to come up with an actual plan. And so now we have all the need, we see it. And so money would not be a problem. So let's talk about the economy. Let's circle back to that. So the Fed has been pushing the Congress to actually spend more money. And they're looking at the situation we find ourselves in now as we're in mid-September, and we still don't have another version of the CARES Act going through to support local governments, to support individuals. And yet the Fed is saying, hey, interest rates are going to be are at near zero. They're going to stay that way. It was just announced as we're taping this today through 2023, which is unbelievable to have interest rates that low. What are you hearing in your discussions with your Republican colleagues about getting something done before this Congress ends?
Let me say a couple of things. I sit on banking and housing, so I have the opportunity to talk with the chair of the Federal Reserve, to talk with Secretary of Treasury over the phone. And one thing in our conversation that has been very clear is the impact to our hospitality industry, not just in Nevada, across the country. Tourism, hospitality has been so hard hit. And that's why my conversations with them were, we need another stimulus package. It needs to be comprehensive. It needs to be addressing hospitality and tourism and so many and restaurants and so many others that are still going to be suffering.
Because you're covering a lot of ground. I wanted to be able to get in some details. So in talking to Secretary Mnuchin, because I'm presuming that Jay Powell the Fed chairman, is in total agreement with you that this package needs to be passed because he said it publicly.
That's right.
You know, where are the negotiations with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and the Speaker of the House? Are we anywhere closer to coming up with a compromise for the Senate to look at and the president to sign?
Yeah, I'm not privy to the personal conversations between the two of them, but I will tell you that I believe it should be done. And there are some of my colleagues that believe it should be done. I know there's bipartisan support for many areas where we need to continue the stimulus. Let me just address hospitality and tourism. There's a bipartisan bill called the STEP Act that I've introduced along with Amy Klobuchar, Senator Kramer, and Senator Blunt. It's bipartisan. It focuses on our tourism hospitality industry, how we continue to get direct support to them. And it's something we've already introduced. So there is bipartisan support. So why is that not put into the next stimulus package? We should be looking at those areas where there's already bipartisan support and incorporating those into a stimulus package. It is not happening right now. There's conversations amongst me and my colleagues on where things should go. I know there's Republican colleagues who support more funding for state and local government. Now, some don't, and Mitch McConnell's been very clear about that. Some of his own caucus members, there's probably about 20, that don't support any stimulus package. But there are some of my colleagues that do. And if there's bipartisan support, at least for the areas where there's bipartisan support, we should be putting that together in a package and sending it to the floor for a vote. That's not happening. What we see happening here now is, unfortunately, because Mitch McConnell is the majority leader and controls what goes on the floor of the Senate, he controls any legislation going to that floor. The most recent legislation that people talked about, the skinny package that you just brought up, what happened there was that piece of legislation didn't even go through a committee so that we could all be aware of what it was, amended, or talk about what should be in it and make it transparent for the public. What he did is he actually put that legislation together behind closed doors with his caucus. And I'm not even sure all the caucus members saw it, but once he had it where he wanted it, he brought it to the floor of the Senate and dropped it for a vote for all of us to vote on before we even had a chance to even see it or negotiate around it or be involved with amendments. And I didn't support it because of the very reasons I just talked about. No money for hospitality and tourism, particularly bipartisan support where there should be.
Okay,
no
so,
money. Well,
so,
let me just finish.
Okay.
No money for state and local government and funding that is necessary where there's bipartisan support for it. No money for child nutrition. No money for broadband. No money for funding in our rural communities for healthcare and hospitals and broadband where we need it right now, particularly when we're in the middle of a hybrid education system where some are still learning from home and some may be going to school. I mean, there was a combination of things that were left behind. They left disaster relief funds for small businesses were not even in there. I mean, there was so much that was left behind that I don't know how anybody could support it, knowing that if you've just come home from your state, there are many people that are still suffering.
Okay,
and we
so
have to come together in a bipartisan way to solve this problem.
Is there a number that you are looking at that would be an acceptable number for you for another package?
I don't think it's the number. For me, it's not the number you start at. You look at where the relief is still needed. And what I mean by that is I know unemployment. There's still a need. Nevada has the highest unemployment rate in the country. There's still a need there. Our small businesses have been devastated. And there's still a need for not just PPP, but EIDL loans that go into our small businesses. Our hospitality, our tourism, every restaurant, every individual worker, every business that is related to that has been so hard hit. And they're still suffering and struggling. And we still need money to address the healthcare piece of it alone. Talking about healthcare and our hospitals, for the PPE, for the testing, for the rapid testing that needs to be ramped up, let alone the vaccines that hopefully will come at some point in time. And then healthcare in general. I support subsidies for COBRA because there are so many, Sam, in our state, because there's such a high unemployment, that we have workers that don't have any insurance.
Right.
And so we've got to make it affordable for them. So it still is finding this balance of how we support our workers, we support our businesses, but everybody's in this together and we need a comprehensive package. So to me, it starts with where's the need And then let's identify how we can support that need with additional funding and what that looks like. And that's where the compromise comes in. Okay, now we've identified the need. What are we going to spend? How do we come together and figure out what we can spend, what we agree to on that spending piece of it?
Okay, let's take a break, okay. And we'll come right back because we have to make some money to pay for this. We'll be right back. Right.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation here in Washington, D.C. with United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. So let's go into travel and tourism. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we're looking, you know, the airline industry is dumping thousands of people at this point. All the airlines, if they don't get some kind of relief by October 1st, they're saying that they are going to be laying off even more people. We're seeing minimal amounts of flights. If you try to fly Southwest from Reno at this point to Washington, D.C., the only airport they're flying to is Baltimore. You can't get to Reagan. You can't get to Dulles. What do you think in terms, let's just start briefly with the airlines. What kind of relief do you want to see for them?
Well, I've had the opportunity to talk to Allegiant, which is in our state, and then this week, actually tomorrow, I think it is, I'm sitting down with some of our aviation workers, so many people that work in that industry. To talk to them as well. I think there needs to be an additional stimulus just for the fact that what you've just said, that the airline industry still is hard hit, and there's so many workers within that industry that have the potential of now being laid off. We're hearing it from some of the airlines as well. So I think we do, and I need an additional stimulus. What that looks like right now, specifically, I don't know, and that's why, and I say that only because we've already allocated funds to the airlines in the past through the CARES Act. And so what it requires us now to come together in a bipartisan way to look at how that money was spent, but also what the additional needs are. And I know there are my colleagues on both sides of the aisle that are looking at this, that think there still needs to be a stimulus, and we need to have that conversation. That, to me, is why there needs to be this negotiation. There needs to be this conversation on the floor of the Senate or in committee or negotiating a bipartisan way where we need to continue to support so many industries, not just the airlines, but so many that still are in need right now.
Don't you worry, though, about the Christmas tree effect, that if you don't hone in on specific things and specific numbers, that the numbers get so, I mean, not that $3 trillion isn't an out-of-control number. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't even conceive of how much money
that
is.
Well, you already have the parameters. It's not going to be anything more than $3 trillion, and it's probably not going to be anything less than $1 trillion. So we already know the parameters, right? So you know the parameters where the Republicans and Democrats stand right now, from $1 trillion to $3 trillion. So it's going to be somewhere in between. That's what I'm thinking.
So then you
have to
prioritize.
That's where that negotiation should take place. Here's the parameters for the dollars. So let's figure out what still needs to be done and how much in that negotiation, which is part of what we should be doing, is that compromise of what that dollar figure looks like at the end of the day. But nobody should be left out.
Well, I mean, you've got 340 million people in the country. I mean, somebody's going to get left out. I mean, you can't cover every single base unless you're looking at, you know, I can't even think of the number. What's a bigger number than a trillion?
The CARES Act. We did a great job in the CARES Act, and I think that's instructive for us. And I think we need to learn from that. Were there other areas where we needed to focus? Is there more that we need to address with CARES dollars funding, follow that up with additional funding, or are there other areas that we need to focus on?
So do you see a recovery in Nevada with the convention business decimated as the way it is right now? How far out do you see, realistically, before that business is able to come back? Is it a year? Is it 2 years?
You know, I've had conversations with the convention authority and our convention bureaus throughout the state. And this is a conversation we regularly have because they're the ones that are going to be able to inform me as the events cancel or they stay into next year, kind of the timeline that I am looking at. So I look at that very closely, working with our live events. That's one of the reasons why I am supporting and have introduced legislation to support some of our tourism industry and our agencies like the convention authorities throughout the state, not just in our urban areas, but our rural areas. And that's why I go back to this. Everybody's devastated. And there were some left behind, and that's who we're talking about right now. So why shouldn't they be included in this package?
Okay, but do you have, in your mind at least, a timeline based on those conversations? Are we a year out from coming back? Are
I can tell you. I don't want to put words in their mouths. They know better than I do. But from what I am hearing and based on the events that are still on their books and canceling, we're looking for some jurisdictions. I'm not speaking for all of them, but some of them I've heard are looking into next year, in the first quarter of next year, where they still have live events still booked and they're waiting to see how the economy, how the healthcare piece of it is addressed and where the economy is at that time.
Okay, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Is there going to be a Clark County public lands bill coming out of this session of the Congress?
I hope to. I hope it is. We're working with all the stakeholders now working through it. I think everybody should be engaged in this lands bill, all the stakeholders. We have heard many. We have heard from many and continue to listen to others. With respect to the Clark County lands bills, and this is true for all of the lands bills, people don't realize there's a lot of lands bills that are moving through. My goal here as I sit on energy and natural resources is to get a hearing on as many as possible so I can get them in the queue. So if there is a omnibus lands package, they all get passed. And so right now with the Clark County Lands Bill, my goal is to make sure that all the stakeholders are heard and listened to, and we're finalizing that now.
Do you believe that there is going to be a lithium mine with Ioneer near Tonopah before the end of this session?
I don't know. And the only reason because I'm not steeped in all of the information with respect to the lithium mine. I know
general... You know the team's buckwheat is...
Yeah, but let me just say in general, I support lithium mining. But there also has to be the environmental sensitivity and sustainability when we talk to about mining in our state. Listen, we are a mining state, and there can be that balance between the mining, the necessary minerals we need, particularly lithium, if it's going to take us into the kind of green energy sector. But we also have to balance that with environmental protection. I believe it can be done.
It's fascinating to watch all of this. As Nevada moves into a more environmental mode, with environmentalists taking more control, and yet there are things we need like mining. Just a quick yes or no, were you in favor of the governor's, the legislature's idea of taxation on mining?
That's not my decision to make, but I will tell you what mine is. We are going to be looking at the Mining Act at a federal level. I know in my Committee of Energy and Natural Resources, there's an appetite by our ranking member and chair to take a look at that. And so that is something that is going to be on my plate. And my commitment is, and I've asked Joe Manchin, who's the ranking member, who may be the chair of this committee, to make me a promise that, one, he'll come out to the state of Nevada and look at our mining, and then also make sure that mining is at the table when we are having this conversation.
Okay, but and we have to have a very quick response. And this is toward an increase in taxing on mining?
This is in general. This is a combination. Yes, looking at the royalties that have been paid in the past, and just in general opening up that act.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much, as always, and I really appreciate you coming in studio. It's very kind of you.
Thank you,
Sam.
And
we hope to see you soon. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Join us for more coverage from the nation's capital right here on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.